Does anybody have any question? Before a couple of people join to us, just to wait for a couple of minutes, then it will be a regular long class. Yeah, I will. Keep it open. The question is that why the people are so sensitive to have always vata aggravation? Is it right? Quality of self-destruction. Yes. Why? Why the quality of self-destruction due to vata? Or why the vata dosha have quality of self-destruction? Or both? Vata is the wind, is the air. When air blow in a balanced way, then it keeps everything very steady and nice. Like the jet, you know, the plane, it's also have a air pressure in the jet. There is a jet pressure. If this pressure is balanced, then this go very nicely. If this pressure go very less and very high, it's very hard for plane to fly. Is that right? So, balance vata dosha is not the cause of destruction. But out of balance, vata have the cause of destruction, no doubt about it. So balance dosha is not the cause of destruction. So saying like that, the vata is the cause of destruction, is not the proper addressing to the vata. It's insulting to the vata. Yes. In the mind level, vata and mind have same quality. Mind is also chanchala. And vata is also chanchala. You know, there is air which is filling the balloon. If there is a hole, then air will quickly go out. So same way, the mana is also chanchala. You are sitting here in the class, but still your mind is so strong, which might bring you somewhere outside from the class. So that's the same way air is also chanchala. So we need to balance the air. If we balance the air, then our pitta and kapha will be also balanced. And then our all metabolism will be balanced. So we have to balance the vata dosha. Then everything is balanced. And mind nature is chanchala. So that's why the vata dosha also get quickly association with, like for example, you get some idea to go somewhere. Then you have to move. And when you move, then your body vata also move. It's natural tendency. Isn't that right? Like for example, if you just get idea, oh, I have to go this for this blood test to Delhi immediately. And then you take a car, you drive, and you go 150 kilometers, come back on same day. And how much you travel, that will definitely affect your vata of the physical body. By just one idea to make this test in Delhi. This test might be can done here. So, sometimes certain requirements are needed. We run behind the need or we run behind the ideas. Needs and ideas are slightly different. Idea is not your need. And don't make your need as an idea. You understand? Otherwise, this mind has always have idea, new idea. You buy one thing, then it's give you new idea to buy another thing. Then it's give you new idea to buy another thing. It's never end. Yes. I divide this time because 20... Sorry? 24 hour. Devotees need to be conscious 24 hour. And devotees are not conscious 24 hour. That's why I am forcing them to be conscious at least 4 hour. I will explain it according to Ayurveda. You are understanding with your way. What are the reason why which I put this way? So, you got your answer a little bit? Not yet? Anyway, wait for the answer. Why vata go out of balance and why the vata is the cause of destruction? I have to explain few things more. And you was explaining about the Srila Prabhupada have mentioned about it. So I think we have now our craft is board completely. All passengers have arrived. So we have to start to take off. This is devotee time. We have done everything. Never mind. At the end we will further do. If you like, you have to break your sleep. Yeah. Okay. I'm telling you now how your body is made. How your body is made by the food. I explain you that how you can balance your doshas, vata, pitta, kapha, on the basis of the taste, sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, etc. But this is the institutional information. But to bring this institutional information more practical, I will explain now a digestion process of Ayurveda, the Ayurvedic digestive system, and Ayurvedic digestion process, and Ayurvedic metabolism, the food which you eat, how it manufactured your gross body and how it helped the quality of gross body is linked to the subtle body. So that will make an understanding that the subtle body has a relation with the somewhere gross body. That's why in Vedic lifestyle we try to practice to live Vedically. I mean, for just to be understanding Krishna consciousness, if you understand that way, it does not compulsory to be have a dhoti or kurta or tilak or beads or chandan. It's not compulsory. But because the physical matter also helpful in spiritual matters, that's why we have a specific spiritual dress, a specific spiritual ornament, a specific spiritual way of living the Vedic life. So that will give you an idea that how the food relates to the mental qualities of sattvic, rajas and tamas. The food which made by five elements, that you know, earth, water, fire, air, and space. The food which made by five elements have six tastes: sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter,
left, have been prepared in different recipes or individual or whatever, comes on your tongue. One piece organ, your digestive tract. Whatever you supply from this way, here you have your tongue, which is quite big size sometimes. And here we have the taste buds, the sweet, sour, salt, or bitter, acidic. All the six taste buds on the tongue. So this is your reception counter. This is the reception of MBT guest house. And here, on top of that, somewhere, your brain is located on top of that, which receives this information. That is your registration counter. And here, let's see, you have liver, and here is little carburetor is also located, and here is also pancreas is located, and here is spleen located. This is your stomach, this is liver, this is gallbladder, this is pancreas, this is duodenum. This is small intestine, and this is your large intestine, and this is your rectum. This is outlet, and this is inlet. This is the circle of Maya. You come in the material world and then you go up. Okay, I have drawn this picture to explain few things with the modern relation with the scientist, so which make your understanding. Now, this is reception counter. Whatever food which made by five elements, you understand, have six tastes, have made different recipes or without recipes. Whatever. It goes on the tongue, received by the tongue, chewed by the teeth. And then it mixes with saliva. So then it is a reception that goo is coming. Then when you are chewing and receiving the final taste, is registering here that this is really delicious or this is really horrible. Whatever. According to the registration in the brain passes the neurochemicals through the pituitary gland to stimulate your liver, to stimulate your gallbladder, to stimulate your stomach cells, to stimulate your insulin, pancreas, that this is coming and you should be ready to receive it. So reception, registration, inflammation. Assimilation. So you receive, if you have missed the, if you miss the reception, then you miss the registration, then you miss the inflammation. Means food goes in the tummy, and if it is not have registered here properly, then there is no proper recipient, assimilator or receiver is waiting for the food. For example, you go to pick up someone from the airport, if you do not have a proper nameplate, it's very difficult for you to pick someone. Is that right? If you have a proper name or if you know him personally, then you can very easily pick up. The same way, if the food particles which you have eaten here have registered with the saliva and receive here, then they have this boarding pass, the registration card, that I am such and such person and I have to be goes in the stomach. Stomach one here with the digestive juices, then it pass on here, then further certain digestive juices, then it goes to the intestine and it assimilated. Certain things goes in the large intestine, assimilated, then it goes in the blood stream. The intestinal villi, which receive the food from the small intestine, and it receives the food, and the waste is going further proceeded. The high quality of the food is absorbed by the small intestines and large intestine, and feces is going further and further and further. When totally feces and waste is left, then it comes out through the anus after 24 hours. This is 21 feet long small intestine. 21 feet, if you measure from here to there. 7 meters, approximately.
Tiger is 12, right?
7.
Tiger is
12
feet.
Tiger has just 12 or 10. No, no, everybody has the same. Might be someone is long, it's just the size is bigger. The big pipe, or small one has small pipe. Even the little kids, those who grow, they have a small shape of this, small intestine. It's just like a brain or kidney. The little brain or the big size of big brain. The little child have little head and big one have big head. The little kid have little leg or you have big leg. But the leg is same. The kids which born, they also have the, all bones and muscles and tissue.
But
when the legs grow, it means the number of legs is not changed.
Length is growing.
So length is growing.
So
only that length will grow. Length grows like that. You have the small kid, and this is the big kid. So if it have the two loops, or this also have two loops, so the size of loop will increase. The children is eating the food with the spoon. That is also going into the same process. But the person, big person eat like a big mouthful. That is also good. So it needs a big pipe. And that needs very little pipe. Make sense? But it's not like that the children have 2 feet long and then gradually my intestines are growing like a ajgar, like a snake. It's not that. The children have very little eyes. The big person has big eyes. That is only the difference. So eyes grow, but it's one, not like length is increasing or something. So if the size shape is increasing, I mean shape is increasing, but the measurement is not increasing. The shape measurement increasing, but not the final length is increasing. Certain part grows. I mean, certain part grows. Like when you measure, like 1 month child, 2 month child, 3 month child, 18 month child. And this is the variation up to 18 months. But after 18 months, when you start the tooth, then the fixed phenomena start. So there might be variation in the intestines up to the 18th month, but after that is an almost normal. Okay, so reception, registration, it goes here in the bag, then it passes, then liver secrete the digestive juices, gallbladder digestive juices, this, and it assimilates. This is a normal physiology. Now, this food which has been mixed up properly with the digestive juices, it goes in the small intestine, and assimilated by the blood vessels, comes to the liver. So that is called food convert into the food juice. The food which convert into the food juice in your mouth. First, okay? First it convert like a juicy, like a pulpy when you chew it. So you have to chew that much. And then it goes in there, then it's the extract of the food juice, which we call, when it is assimilated by the small intestine, this is the first body tissue, rasa. The food mixed with the blood. Because everything is carried out by the blood throughout the body. You know how the food, nice rasgulla, converts the energy. How the chapatis give you strength. There is a process. This chapati does not have strength. If it has strength, then it starts to go to the work in the Loi Bazaar. But when you take the chapati here, then you work in the Loi Bazaar. Is that right? So when you put the chapati, otherwise the wheat bag, 40 kg wheat bag, will jump and dance in the front of the Lord, but not. When you put this 1 kg food here, then you jump for long hours. So this whole process of from a stable energy to the mobile energy, how it's happened. There is a process. And it's having a standard measurement. I think we all are looking for that. Is it right? When you are healthy, you are normally doing everything. So this food, which is assimilated by a small intestine, converted as a food juice, comes in the contact with the digestive fire. The digestive fire, which is staying in the stomach and in the duodenum, close to the navel. This is the first type of the fire. In a general, I explain it as a whole, that this goes from here and assimilated by intestine and waste goes out. Okay. Now, this is anatomical explanation. Anatomical. Now I am explaining physiological explanation. What happened? This is the anatomical explanation. The route, the highway of the food. Is that right? And now I am showing you the map, how you have to drive. So, the food which comes in the mouth, you chew.